The secret place. We're fast approaching now the end of our journey into looking at what living a kingdom lifestyle looks like in reality. Our next, last and maybe most important session is about living in the secret place. Living from there is the springboard to your identity and your destiny. It's where you will learn how God sees you and what he plans for you. What you will need to become to fulfil that plan. The secret place of God's own heart. It's embedded in Psalm 91. You might want to take a look at it right now. You'll see what life looks like when we live our lives participating in the Christ, not just imitating him. Living from the place that Jesus died to give us. We'll see that there is an acceleration possible should you wish to avail yourself of it. You'll begin to understand the battle we're in and how to remain standing when everything around you is crumbling and falling apart. How you can make your circumstances subject to you rather than being controlled by them. Living in the place that Jesus died to give you. We've come a long way and yet it seems we've hardly travelled at all. As with everything in the Christian life, God loves to tell us something and then make it real to us as we experience him. A man with an experience is beyond reason. No one can reason with us when we've really met with the Lord. No one can reason with us when we've decided to follow Jesus. No one can reason with us when we become disciples. No one can reason with us when we get a revelation of where we are and who we are in the Christ. We are the ones who will turn the world upside down. So the conclusion of the matter. We've decided to follow Jesus now, and we know what it means to be disciples, not believers or followers, but disciples. Permanent learners, apprenticed to the Master, always receiving greater revelation of what a great God we serve. See you tomorrow.